He's the man that knows the cap, bonuses and all of that. He's the one that gets you cut, front of us, so don't give a word. He's the guy who knows the law, can't put him against the wall. He's the guy with all the answers, Matt and Chuck are backup dancers. Front office, knows it all. Front office Lopes.
John Meagle.
It's front office Lopes.
John Meagle.
Front office Lopes. Brought to you by Meagle Chevy. Come on. .com. Go to the website. I'm actually going to be out there Saturday. I already scheduled my my quick little maintenance. Just going to get the oil change, my normal two-year maintenance stuff. Already got the phone call. Hey, Mr. Medina, we'll see you on out here. It's going to take me about 30 minutes in and out. I'll be on my way.
While
that's
you're
a cool
there,
part about John Meagle Chevrolet.
Will you mingle with the people while you're at Meagle? A mingling at Meagle?
Hey, if you're out there, you'll see me. I'll be the one carrying around the four-month-old, okay, trying to keep her quiet. So, MeagleChevy.com, John Meagle Chevrolet. Just
put an elf on the oil rack.
Doesn't work on four-month-olds, Chuck. You need four-year-olds and such.
He thinks four-month-olds and four-year-olds are all the same.
Oh, yeah. They all comprehend the same.
So I asked Los today, I said, as the Falcons sit here with three games left in the season, they are the 32nd-ranked defense in all the National Football League. So I got to thinking, how many times has it happened where a team with the worst defense in the NFL makes the NFL playoffs? So I said, put in perspective what the Falcons are doing versus a few other bad defenses.
Since when? 1990 when they expanded, or since 78 when they changed the number of games?
Chuck, we can go as far back as you want. We are on a record pace. All right, this is where we're at right now. Right now in 2014, the Falcons are currently 32nd in yards, as you alluded to, but they're also 24th in points, still in the back end of that group. The only group that's right around there this year are the Saints. They're 31st in yards, but 30th in points. Right now, the Falcons are on pace to give up, if they just hit their normal averages of what's been going on, 421 points this year. Now, keep in mind, the Saints are worse, but I want you to work with that. 421, okay? If you go back to 2013, where you had kind of similar numbers for instance, the Eagles, they were 29th in defense when it came to yards, but they were just 17th in points. The Patriots were the same way, 26th in yards, but only 10th in points. You have to start going back to a handful of teams and saying, okay, they were right around missing the playoffs, but they still got in. For instance, 2012, the Redskins beat the Cowboys on the last day of the season. They were 28th in the league when it came to yards, 22nd in points. They gave up 388 points on the year and still got in as a division winner and hosting Seattle.
And you said the Falcons are on pace to give up about 40 points more than them.
That's them.
Okay.
Now, you do have other 400-point teams. For instance, I'll give you one that it worked out pretty well for them. The New York Giants in 2011. The ultimate, when it comes to 07 and 2011, the ultimate, they got hot at the right time. They were the hot jump shooter. They went 9-7 that year. They were 27th in yards. They were 25th in points. They gave up 400 points that year, which made it completely off the radar. They actually had a minus in scoring differential.
The 11 Giants you're talking?
The 2011 Giants.
Okay, and you know they won the Super Bowl finishing last in the league in rushing.
It's amazing. But you take a look at their numbers within the playoffs. They ran the ball well, yep. They took care, yep, of it, and they sacked the quarterback.
Makes no sense based on the 16-game sample size of numbers they gave you.
Mike Smith has those numbers on the cork board right beside his desk.
I'll give you an example of what happened in 2011, and I'll compare it to 2012. The Falcons, that was a 13-3 season. They were 24th in yards. Yards can be a little bit misleading because when you're ahead of teams, they're throwing the football at you. But they were 5th in the league in points.
Yeah.
You had the same thing with the Packers and the Patriots in 2011. Remember, the Patriots end up going 13-3. They lost to the Giants. They were 31st in yards. They were 15th in points. The 15-1 Green Bay Packers, 32nd yards, dead last, 19th in points. So I'd say that to highlight the last three ball clubs here where the Falcons are going to compete with them.
Okay.
2010, the Seattle Seahawks, 7-9. The one we point to all the time, the one team in NFL history since we've changed our whole format who's gotten into the playoffs with an under 500 record.
Wasn't that a team based around bruising ground game and bleeding you on defense?
Not quite at this point. They're working towards it. So, for instance, they were 27th in the league in yards given up. They gave up a total. They were 25th in points, 407 points that year. Ooh. On a 7-9 record.
Was that Carroll's second year?
That was, it was second year because he went 6-10 his,
okay,
first year there.
That's right.
So think how quickly, though, they've change that defense from that point where they gave up 400 plus points to just 2 years later.
Well, actually, you know, I'm thinking back then, that would have been no Bobby Wagner.
No. Sherman there yet?
No.
No, he was still playing wide receiver at Stanford.
They made a couple of free agent acquisitions.
No Earl Thomas because he was the next year's draft.
None of the same defensive line. Nothing that's currently on that defense was there. 2008 and this one other team I'm going to show you. The Cardinals, 9-7, who barely lost out to the Pittsburgh Steelers, where they got hot at the right time of the year. They were 19th in yards. That was very respectable. But they were 28th in points, a weird year for them. 426 total points, but they were able to go ahead and get in. They got hot. Kurt Warner was throwing the ball well, and they almost won the Super Bowl. And you have to go back. You can go through all of NFL history trying to find some team that gave up 400-plus points and still made the playoffs. The only one where it's, wow, what a crazy number, the 2000 St. Louis Rams. 10-6, they were a wild card team, 23rd in yards. Matt and Chuck, they gave up 471 points that year.
Everybody was chasing.
What they scored, though, do you know?
Yeah, that's the difference. Is they had 40 points themselves, and either you got 41 or 39.
They scored 540.
Oh.
Okay, so they were still handling their business, and it was still that. It was the epitome of that Mike Martz team at the time. You know, remember, it moved away from Dick Vermeil, so this was all offense all the time. Defense, y'all just strap in, hang on, let's see what happens. But you'll be hard-pressed through the rest of NFL history to find a division champion who's going to give somewhere north of 400 points.
So you said the Falcons are on pace for about 420?
About 420, 421.
What was the Saints number? Do you have that, what they're on pace for?
They are somewhere right around 430, 434, I believe.
Okay, so somebody's going to get in. One of the hosts, unless Carolina gets in, which I still think it's the Falcons or Saints, but somebody's going to get in with one of those awful all-time defenses when it comes to points, because your overall point is a great one. The yards can be misleading. The Falcons a couple of years ago were so good about either forcing turnovers or coming up with stops to force field goals. Points allowed is the only number you ever pay attention to. Right now, the Saints and Falcons are awful in both the points and the yards category.
Just to tell you, that 2012 team, 13-3, 24th in yards, but the Falcons were 5th in points. Yeah,
good stuff, Los. Thank you.
Have a good one.